Welcome to the Transitions Daily podcast. Transitions Daily is an online recovery group that offers a daily distribution of popular recovery resources accompanied by a secret Facebook group for discussion. We hope you enjoy today's readings.
This is Transitions Daily for May 6th, read by Scott B. from Detroit, Michigan. AA thought for the day. Control. Most of us have been unwilling to admit that we are real alcoholics. No person likes to think he is bodily and mentally different from his fellows. Therefore, it is not surprising that our drinking careers have been characterized by countless vain attempts to prove that we could drink like other people. The idea that somehow, someday, he will control and enjoy his drinking is the great obsession of every abnormal drinker. The persistence of this illusion is astonishing. Many pursue it into the gates of insanity or death. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 30. Thought to consider. When a person tries to control their drinking, they have already lost control. Acronyms. STEPS. Solutions to every problem in sobriety. Just for today. Honesty. From our survival. The honesty expressed by the members of AA in meetings has the power to open my mind. Nothing can block the flow of energy that honesty carries with it. The only obstacle to this flow of energy is inebriation, but even then, no one will find a closed door if he or she has left and chooses to return. Once he or she has received the gift of sobriety, each AA member is challenged on a daily basis to accept a program of honesty. Daily Reflections, page 311. Daily Reflections. Hold back nothing. The real tests of the situation are your own willingness to confide and your full confidence in the one whom you share your first accurate self-survey. Provided you hold nothing back, your sense of relief will mount from minute to minute. The dammed up emotions of years break out of their confinement and miraculously vanish as soon as they are exposed. As the pain subsides, a healing tranquility takes its place. 12 Steps, 12 Traditions. Page 61 and 62. A tiny kernel of locked-in feelings began to unfold when I first attended AA meetings, and self-knowledge then became a learning task for me. This new self-understanding brought about a change in my responses to life situations. I realized I had the right to make choices in my life, and the inner dictatorship of habits slowly lost its grip. I believe that if I seek God, I can find a better way to live, and ask him daily to assist me in living a sober life. As Bill sees it, admit it to God. Provide you hold nothing back in taking the fifth step, your sense of relief will mount from minute to minute. The dammed up emotions of years break out of their confinement and miraculously vanish as soon as they are exposed. As the pain subsides, a healing tranquility takes its place. When humility and serenity are so combined, something else of great moment is apt to occur. 12 and 12, page 62. Big Book quote. We found that as soon as we were able to lay aside prejudice and express even a willingness to believe in a power greater than ourselves, we commenced to get results, even though it was impossible for any of us to fully define or comprehend that power, which is God. Alcoholics Anonymous, We Agnostics, page 46. 24 hours a day. AA thought for the day. I've noticed that the ones who do the most for AA are not in the habit of boasting about it. The danger of building myself up too much is that, if I do, I'm in danger of having a fall. That pattern of thought goes with drinking. If one side of a boat goes too far up out of the water, it's liable to tip over. Building myself up and drinking go together. One leads to the other. So if I'm going to stay sober, I've got to keep small. Have I the right perspective on myself? Meditation for the day. The way sometimes seems long and weary. So many people today are weary. The weariness of others must often be shared by me. The weary and the heavy laden, when they come to me, should be helped to find the rest that I have found. There is only one sure cure for world weariness, and that is turning to spiritual things. In order to help bring about the turning of the weary world to God, I must dare to suffer. Dare to conquer selfishness in myself, and dare to be filled with spiritual peace in the face of all the weariness of the world. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may be a help to discouraged people. I pray that I may have the courage to help bring about what the weary world needs but does not know how to get it. Hazelden Foundation, P.O. Box 176, Center City, Minnesota, 55012. My name is Scott, and I'm an alcoholic.
We hope you enjoy today's readings. You can also receive Transitions Daily via email and discuss today's readings in our secret Facebook group. So for more information, go to dailyaaemails.com today.
Other than the 24 hours a day reading, unless otherwise specified, all quotes copyright Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc., 1952 through 2001.